Welcome to your daily financial services news wrap, presented by Paige Estrotori on behalf of Financial Services Online. Today is Thursday, October 24th, 2024, and here's a summary of what's making headlines in Australian finance. Let's start off with the Reserve Bank of Australia, also known as the RBA. They are hinting at a potential interest rate cut coming sooner than expected. This development is steered by a shift in economic indicators, like the projected third-quarter consumer price index, wage growth, and more. The yearly CPI has stabilized within the RBA's ideal range of 2-3% and is aligning monetary policy with fiscal strategies. This doesn't mean all is rosy. Wage growth has decreased to 3.5%, even as immigration rates rise. The RBA's goal? To dodge inflation undershooting, ensure our economy stays robust, and keep employment outcomes favorable. Another important story comes from the Australian Prudential Regulation Authority, commonly known as APRA. They are ramping up their oversight on Superfund expenditures, particularly on discretionary spending like travel and entertainment. Why this sudden scrutiny, you may ask? There have been some concerns about whether the financial interests of fund members are being prioritized over such expenses. Deputy Chair of APRA, Margaret Cole, emphasized improving practices and enforcing accountability. They're teaming up with the Australian Securities and Investments Commission to promote transparency in the Superfund sector. Expect detailed expenditure reports for the past year to be released by APRA soon in their commitment to transparency. Next, let's talk about our economy. We're facing some economic headwinds, with a dip in GDP per capita for 6 consecutive quarters. Several financial bodies, including the IMF, OECD, and Deloitte, predict growth rates ranging from 1.1 to 2.1% up to 2025. Despite a boost in government spending, household disposable income is down. Our private sector is struggling too, with zero growth in work hours, even despite high immigration and public spending. Structural changes may be necessary to ensure our economy's resilience. Lastly, on to life insurance. A recent report from Capgemini shows that policyholders are finding terms complex and application procedures unsatisfactory. After purchasing insurance, many customers reported long waiting times, while others were unhappy with the lack of self-service options. Despite potential short-term profits derived from interest rate raises, the sector faces growth challenges. Modernization is key. Technology like AI could enhance human interface and operational efficiency. And there you have it, folks. That's your wrap for today from financialservicesonline.com.au, your trusted source for insurance, finance, superannuation, and money management in Australia. Check back tomorrow for your daily dose of financial news. Until next time, this has been Paige Estrotori.